crushing the canes. The first mill extracts up to 70% of the juice. On arrival at the second and third mills, the cane is sprinkled with water. This imbibing stage enables better extraction of sugar. It is applied according to the well-known principle by which soap comes out of a sponge easier under a trickle of water. Hydraulic pressure exercised on the upper roll increases the power of cane crushing. Little by little, the fiber contains less and less sugar until it is exhausted as far as possible when exiting the final mill. This fiber dried to 50% humidity is called bagasse. It is sent to the bagasse floor, which is located behind you, and is used as fuel to power the steam boilers. The juice, also known as visu, is collected under the mills, sieved, and then pumped down into the fermentation tanks. Depending on its sugar content, 1 ton of cane will produce between 1,200 and 1,800 liters of juice. Use of this freshly pressed visu characterizes the quality of agricultural rum compared to industrial rum distilled from fermentation of the molasses obtained when producing sugar.